Emphasize the
sea. My cam is where the song ends, though.
Yeah. But you can't sing this in the sea.
But it ends in
sea. In other words, you sing in sea. Try to sing it now. But when you're singing in the rust, when you're singing rust and you sing it, it sounds great. Right? Too low. Okay. So now we really learned a lot of makams so far. Right? We learned the
yeah, you can put it to words.
Rust. I'm trying to show you there. You know, there are many songs that you know in the Rast.
Right, but
I don't want to give you those songs that you know. I'm trying to give you different songs that'll help you with the makam. There are many songs that are in the Rast. Melkili Am Etani, Amar Logo Eli. You know them all. You know them. I don't have to tell you.
You know them?
Little Wada. I am Nada. Which one?
El Habib.
El Habib Rast. They're not ready yet for El Habib. There are many songs. You see,
it goes into Bayat, right?
But I don't think they're ready for it. I think the more we progress.
We may never be ready. might as well give it to us now. We may never be ready. In case we don't get
it.
This is Rafat Siri, is it Rast or this is Ajam? It's Ajam, but it's played on the Rast scale.
Even when we sing it, by the way, it goes to Ajam, it doesn't go even to the Rast.
It's Ajam, but they say that it's Ajam al Darajat al Rast. But it's on this, the scale of the Rast. It's not played on the. There are many songs that are like you have, like one of the songs we went over, 127, Melech Shochen Shemir Zebula, it's Ajam, really. But you can't sing it on from the Ajam note. It's too low, or if you want to sing it on the high Ajam, it's too high.
Wasn't this in the little red book in the Ajam section?
No.
That was always in the Rast?
Always. This Asha put it into the Rast. Like Magen Yishayel Ram. It's more Ajam than Rast. There's a lot of songs that are in the Rast that are really... Ajam. But I try to get you, you know, a song that's pure Rast. Manna'im hi'hatan. Manna'im hi'hatan. Wa'hurmi arzi ra'itan. Kimelech. Bimzibuzum. Hatzibuzum. Lathbitan. Like Ajam.
I don't want the second paragraph, I want the first one. We never got past the first one.
There was a standard.
To me, it's Ajah. This one here, man, it's a march.
Vanita Filati, there was always one standard tone for it, and then somehow or other it started changing. Do you know what the original one was?
Vanita Filati.
We used to say that every week, like Baruch Shama, you ever hear Baruch Shama, different tones, it was the same.
Elohim Berom Hazecha. I forgot it.
I'm just testing. Then the second part goes different.
Now the Hazanim, that's all they know.
Every shul you go to.
Why
don't we bring the other one back?
Yeah,
beautiful. Nobody even knows it anymore. These guys haven't even heard it.
These guys didn't even hear it, right?
Yeah. We never heard it. And it was every week the same thing, week in and week out for years.
No, well, that's Nahuan. When he's in Nahuan, he goes into that. We didn't go into Nahuan yet.
Is that a Pismoni? Is that a Pismoni?
He just asked him back in.
That's all we ever heard. Yeah. That's all I ever heard.
You can sing.
They say that one also.
There's
you the
there's no reason to say Milha and Rast only. You can say it in Nahuat, you can say it in Sabah, you can say it in Bayat, you can say anything. It's a million.
But Friday night is
melodies.
Always
Nahuat.
No. You can sing Bayat, Nahuat. But yeah, Noah mostly. The old time is every week Noah.
Any reason for
now
that?
Now it's because there are a lot of, most of the Kaddish that they used to sing for Friday night were all in the Noah. So
they just kept singing it.
So much
it.
Different between the Noah and
Nahuan? Noah is Bayat.
It's the fifth note of the Bayat.
Look at the Bayat. D-E-F-G-A is the Noah. It's G. G, right before.
Yes, Bayat on the G.
On the G. Yeah. G is the Noah. You're emphasizing the G. But it's actually Bayat. You're singing the Bayat scale. That's why we sing Noah on Friday night. Mechadodi is
Noah.
Then you have Bayat Hosseini. That's Bayat that ends in the A. You open up Hosseini, you'll have a lot of songs that you sing. There's a lot of songs there, but I don't know too many. You'll notice that they all end in that. Eli Bazeman is Mom and Agin. That's more like a Kurd, but it ends right over the end of Hosseini. Can I do it? Da'atum zema b'mechokhma yoter mehema yom deber Moshe alam. Whenever you have a Matan Torah or when you pray for Va'et Hanan, right? Or whenever they have the Matan Torah, they say Da'atum Zema for Kedusha. Shavuot, week before Shavuot, it's Bayat Hosseini, you pray, you say Da'atum Zema.
Which page?
334. Why? Because it has the Anyan of the Matan Torah. It's not marked, but, and that's why we always say Hosseini, if you notice, look on page, we'll be closing up soon.
It's 571.
Open up to page, right, 566. 566 gives you the keys of the, I just want to show you, no. 566 on the bottom, on the bottom of the page, it says Shavuot, you see? Shabbat Kodem Chag Shavuot Hosseini. Why Hosseini? Because Da'atum Zema. You say Da'atum Zema for Kiddusha or Semeh
Hayim. How does it go? Briefly?
Or they say Shemola Bimane. Shemola Bimane. Zambusak. Whatever it is. But Hosseini, that's why they say Hosseini. Because the melodies that they use are all the Hosseini. Amon yom ze, nahalu am ze, which is Husseini. So if you're praying Bayat Husseini, you go right into it. You say these pieces.
So the Shabbat before Kodesh Shavuot is Bayat Husseini.
Husseini, right.
And you can start, but you can say Bayat.
Say Bayat, and then you...
Because it's hard to do Husseini, it's very high. It's hard to do continually to Husseini. For me, it's high.
You go to the
Bayat,
really?
Now, if you're saying Husseini, Bayat Husseini, what would you say from the Mitzrayim? Okay, now you all better get the tapes and study next week, because if you don't learn next week, class is over.
You have more songs?
Mark, better learn it, because next week I'm going to test you.
Okay. Putting new songs on these tapes or no?
Next week we're going to go into Hijaz.
Alright, so there are new songs on this master tape?
Yeah. Here's the master tape. There's two tapes Bayat. So you got to put the Bayat on it.
Leave them in the library.
When are you going to have these tapes? Tomorrow?
I'll let my son do it tomorrow.
Tomorrow and the next day.
And Wednesday morning I'm going to put them in the library. Wednesday morning.
I don't know my way around there, but where's the library?
The third floor.
So let me know when you're ready, because we were invited to come to the center of the school. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Why don't you take my phone number, and I'll tell you where it is when it's ready. 627-2236.
66 Sheldon.
627.
What's that?
2236.
2236.
Before you write anything, make sure I check it out.
Okay. You have a few minutes? Can I ask you a couple questions?
No. You want me to do that? What's this?
What I'm doing is I'm writing a paper.
Huh?
And I'm translating some of the text of the Prismonium.
Mm. So you want me to put
it? It's for a class where we have to look at different sources of things. So I have, a recording that Yehezkel Tziomein, Nishmat Kol Chai. What he does, and just said he made it in Israel with Avidani, and what for every makamat he has, all the various parts of the service. Okay, so what I did was I just took the. It's very interesting, because some of the Pismar name I was able to find in here, and some of them I wasn't. So maybe they're not all.
Some of them are probably. Israeli songs.
Israeli songs. Okay.
There's a new book that we have in the shul that we just got from Israel that we're using.
Pismonim in Israel.
Yeah, a lot of songs are being written in Israel.
And do you use some of those?
I don't. He does.
Okay.
Yeah, he's an old dog. But talking about some of the Pismonim. There's a fellow by the name of David Shasha. David Shasha, S-H-A-S-H-A.
S-H-A-S-H-A?
Yeah.
And was Oh, really?
Poetry, yeah. Beautiful. Some of them, yeah.
Is he in the community?
Yeah, he comes out.
In the neighborhood.
Wait, your house?
Thank you.
Your house?
Ralphie.
Oh, Ralph Franco. Yeah. Anyway, group. What's that? Number one.
Six.
You get to there. Got a way to go.
I'm gonna put it in the drawer. I gotta bring up my daughter.
Okay. Maybe we can do it next week. I was gonna talk with.
I was going to give you my address.
Okay. What time?
Just give me 15 minutes. I got to pick up my daughter. I'll be home about 10 o'clock.
Great.
You finish,
okay,
right?
Thanks. Do you have his phone number?
I don't have his phone number, no.
Could you maybe introduce me to him?
Oh, I have his phone number at home.
Oh, okay.
You want to call me up?
Okay. When should I give you a
call? Call me up tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. I won't be home tomorrow night. I'm going to see you.
Okay.
What's your number?
And if I'm not there, it's my wife who'll give it to you.
Okay.
Every night it's open.
My number is 376-2555.
I'll put it in the case. What's your name?
C9. Okay. C9. If I could just ask you real quick about four of them, I just was wondering if you could just tell me, you know, who wrote them and a little bit about them, if you know.
About the Tismonium.
About the Tismonium. Yeah.
Which one do you like?
The one that we talked about tonight. Kel Habib.
We have seven. How many new ones did you make, Kathy?
We didn't see that, you
know. No, I know. We talked about
it.
Tonight. He uses it. Right.
I think the new book has the. He can tell you. I guess he can tell you who wrote it.
Who wrote this one?
I'm not sure, but I think a fellow by the. I'm not sure. Don't write it. So I don't know.
Okay, so I'll ask him.
You have to ask him.
Okay.
I know my father picked it up. I don't know how.
Here's the. I don't know. They maybe found the. They're looking for the first banana bit.
You have to speak to David Powell. Or maybe he went away. I don't know if he went away. He's gone to Florida.
Because I don't have
that
tape,
so
I didn't bring
that
with me.
You read?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, so, you know who to speak to? Either Abe Hanono, Victor Abe Hanono, or Marcel Braha, maybe. You know Marcel,
yeah,
don't
yeah.
How about this one?
This is one that Asher wrote.
Moshe Asher.
Yeah.
When it says Moshe Chai or Moshe Hazak, is that usually Moshe Asher? Or is there a difference between Moshe Chai and Moshe Asher?
This book is very easy to, because here you'll see. Shirim Elu, Mesper Halel Lesmera Lehara Moshe Asher.
Okay, so all the ones
so
following
all
there.
These songs, usually, are his songs.
Shall
until...
Yeah.
You want to make your whole thing?
Yeah, I appreciate that, yes.
What's your email?
Soul Town. Until here.
Okay.
And they have another guy here. I was glad to work at Kohen. This is Saman Yisrael. But all these, I think, are
Moshe.
This one. Moshe Ashar. Ashar.
Okay.
Which is. That's him over here, you know.
Right.
Moses Asher.
Okay.
If you want anything about him, they have his.
Biography. Okay.
He was very gifted. Very gifted. He was brilliant. Wrote many, many songs. A lot of poetry he wrote that are not printed.
And he wrote the music too? Not only...
I don't think he wrote any of the... I don't think he composed. But his brother was a professional... instrumentalist, and he helped him quite a bit in a lot of the music.
Wow!
Because he didn't only use music from the Arabic; he used a lot of different songs. If you
like
know,
you said before Italian songs.
Italian songs. He used German songs. In fact, many of them are marked that way. Yeah, there's one in Ajam. I'll show you. He's a Spanish, this is not his, but there are many Spanish songs over here also. Gotta go watch Northern Exposure, I love it. This is Santa Lucia. It doesn't say Santa Lucia, it's called Opera Africa, African Opera.
Oh.
But it's not Santa Lucia's. That they took Santa Lucia took it from an opera.
Okay.
I don't know what the opera is. Anyway, what's Gag Garmania.
Garmania.
A German song. It's another song.
Okay.
You have that one on the... Did you give them that on the tape? That's on their tape, right? When? Yeah, it is.
I think this is the master.
Oh, he has
if
one over
music
here.
Here. What?
It's music. It's just an instrumental...
instrumental
song here. This, you'll never know what it is. Nobody even knows what this is.
62. Oh, that O Tenenbaum, the PS62 song?
Right. That's the one that's 62. Yeah. I told you that one, right?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Huh? Ajem Isfahan, you
know what
I'm talking
about? No.
This is in the book, Ajem Isfahan.
Where?
In the Ajem section. It's from Iran, but nobody told me about it.
Which song it is?
They call it Ajam Isfahan. It's not the name of the song, but...
Oh, you mean it's the...
I don't know. It's a different Ajam.
It's Isfahan Ajam.
So how does this one go, the one for 62? Do you know it?
That's what it's מפעלות אלוהים חזו לא שיתו לבכם שיחו שירו לו במקלות בשמחת חתנים קלות לא לבד התלות יאותו לא יאותו הרם יסור עולמים בית אהרון הרמים לא פשעורים ותומים בקודש ישרתו. Sounds good, eh?
It works.
Isfahan Ajam.
You know what is Isfahan?
It must be a different makam.
This is one of the city in Iran.
Yeah, I know, but what do they mean by Isfahan Ajam? It must be a...
I don't know, it's a different Ajam. I don't know even the song.
Ajam.
Do you know the song?
No.
He didn't know either.
Here's a song that was written by the chief rabbi of the Damascus synagogue. We have a Damascus synagogue where my Levi is. So the chief rabbi there was Mordechai Maslaton. Chemsiyon's father wrote this song. This is My Country Tis. And the melody of My Country Tis.
He sang that yesterday.
Yeah,
he did? Shiru Shira Hadasha Leda Meromi.
I forgot which song he sang.
Yeah.
He sang every song yesterday. He didn't leave one song yet.
Where was he?
At a bar mitzvah. We got at 11:10, we finished the song.
11:10?
11:10.
Whose bar mitzvah was it?
Joe Shalom's grandson.
It's Joe Shalom.
Joe?
You
weren't there yesterday?
From our shul?
No, the
other Joe. Cradle Talk. Oh, Joe. That was in Shana Sion?
Yeah.
No, I wasn't there. No, I wasn't there.
Where did you find him, huh?
Joe? He's my friend, but we don't socialize. I mean, I say hello to him.
Didn't you sing this from Musaf last Shabbat for Keter?
No, this is...
That's America the Beautiful.
That's America the Beautiful, right?
Yeah. You did
the other one, I did my country. Yeah. I screwed it up, too.
Because you know what Jack and Tom said. So what?
Well, that's his song.
He said, God save the queen. That's what he
right.
said.
Yeah.
Is that an honor for
Allah? That's what I did it for. How do you know? How do you know? Somebody told you.
Because I went over and I was watching news and I was singing the song and said, I
heard this today. Can I ask you one last one real quick? Just real quick. What are the who's?
These are the Bakashot. You see, the Bakashot were written over 100 years ago.
So they're much older.
They're we
much
have tapes older, on, yeah. The, okay. On the back.
We have tapes, but yeah. I don't know who they... There is a...
Haskell has the 18 tapes.
No. He's talking about the authors of the Bakasha. Is you have Abraham Antebi. Mordechai Abadi. That's their names.
Okay.
But they're over 100 years old. These are all. These Bakashot are written over 100 years old. Today in Israel, they're the classics of the land today, of the Sephardic world, the Bakashot.
So you can do the Bakashot this Friday night? Is that
I don't know. Are they going to have it this Saturday, this Friday night? I know one of the Friday night. Oh, I got to ask Rabbi Tao.
You put two songs? Or three?
Two songs. Two.